From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Ukraine's president has asked the country's prime minister to resign. President Petro Poroshenko made the surprise request Tuesday in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. Opinion polls show growing public disenchantment with the government of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. Turkey is bracing for a possible new onslaught of Syrian refugees. Officials fear that fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish and government forces will cause civilians to flee seeking safety. Kurdish militiamen have taken control of a strategic town that overlooks the junction of two main roads leading to Aleppo, and regime forces have seized control of two villages overnight. A Turkish official said Tuesday that his government is asking allies to take part in a ground operation in Syria. He said that is the only way to stop the country's five-year civil war. But the official told reporters that while Turkey wants a ground effort, it will not undertake the effort on its own. Candidates in Uganda are holding final rallies ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters will decide on Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term in office. On Monday, Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye as he campaigned in the country's capital. Uganda's Assistant Inspector General of Police accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop the drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. The agreement was reached by oil ministers of a number of countries. This is VOA News. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on the long-term peace, security, and prosperity of Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting the other ASEAN leaders for a second day of talks in California. Mr. Obama is seeking to develop a leadership role within ASEAN, which the White House sees as key to the U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. Talks also focused on increasing cooperation on trade and commerce, the implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, violent extremism, human rights, the environment, human trafficking, and maritime disputes in the South China Sea. Chinese state media played down the significance of the summit, saying the talks are unlikely to bring any striking geopolitical decisions. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali has died. He was 93. Boutros-Ghali was the sixth Secretary General of the United Nations. The Egyptian-born politician and diplomat served from 1992 to 1996. Senior European Union leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc. Before a two-day summit that opens Thursday, British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Tuesday the bloc is not planning for any British departure. Prosecutors in Germany say human error was the cause of last week's fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria. They say they have opened a criminal investigation of the train dispatcher on duty at the time. 11 people died, 80 others were injured when two commuter trains slammed into each other near Bad Aibling. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being questioned in connection with a financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Mr. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges, investigating allegations that Mr. Sarkozy's campaign managed to conceal unauthorized spending. Mr. Sarkozy has denied any knowledge of an accounting scheme behind the scandal. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. Francis caps his five-day visit Wednesday in the U.S.-Mexico border town of Ciudad Juarez, where he is expected to address issues of crime, human trafficking, and migration. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.